There are 18 universities who are coming, both to Bulawayo and to Harare, next week Thursday in Bulawayo, Friday in Harare, and they're hoping to meet top A-level students who are interested in studying in U.S. and Canada.
What exactly are they looking for here?
Each have their different criteria, but basically looking for top students who are finishing or recently completed their A-level, who are also strong in the co-curricular activities, and they do offer financial aid at most of the universities that are coming. There's Canadian universities, as well as one from Japan and one from Spain who have joined the tour. So it's an international tour trying to give different options to students.
Now, looking at what is happening, this is not the first time that U.S. universities are actually sending people to Zimbabwe. So do you see any benefits of them doing that?
I do. The number of students from Zimbabwe, for example, studying in the U.S. has increased by 10% in the last year. And I think the increase in demand and interest is greatly enhanced by people actually coming to the ground and visiting and sharing their universities with the students.
And I think lastly, you can give us an update of the USAP program.
We've got Education USA here in Zimbabwe, which works with all students interested in applying to the U.S. And one program within it is the USAP program, which looks every year for top low-income, high-achieving students and helps them as well to apply for scholarships in the U.S. And both of those, Education USA and USAP, are growing from strength to strength.
So how many students have benefited so far?
If you're talking about Education USA, we are now in the thousands and thousands, and with USAP, about 300 have gone to the U.S.